Et tu vois, Martin Laguerre. Un ami
propre. You're tuned to My Two Cents, an oddball show at odd times. I'm John Waugh. Listen in Saturday evening at 10.01 p.m., Sundays at 3.45 in the afternoon, and Tuesday mornings at 9.45 a.m. All opinions expressed will, of course, be mine alone or those of my guests, and not of KLOI or GIVE. We all love the movies, and so many flicks have fantastic soundtracks, so we're going to have a little movie soundtrack trivia. Here's how it works. I'll play a clip from a movie soundtrack, and you tell me the name of the movie, the name of the song, and the singer or group. What could be simpler? Okay, ready? Here's the first one, and if you don't know at least one movie where this was used, you're not forgiven.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. We find in love, God's a man insane. You broke my will, I want to thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Well, of course, there's only one movie where that particular version of Jerry Lee Lewis's song Great Balls of Fire was used, sung by Kelly McGillis, Tom Cruise, Meg Ryan, and Anthony Edwards. And I bet you didn't even need this hint.
Maverick.
You big stud.
They were Charlie, Maverick, Carol, and Goose in 1986's Top Gun, directed by Tony Scott. Did you know that Tony Scott is the younger brother of Ridley Scott? Ridley, of course, gave us such top-notch films as The Silence of the Lambs, Thelma and Louise, Blade Runner, Alien, and yes, even G.I. Jane. Now try this. Sorry, the theme from the TV show Rawhide is not correct. We're doing movies here. That was the theme from Rawhide, but as sung by the Blues Brothers in the 1980 original Blues Brothers movie. Interestingly, the breaking beer bottle sounds were not included on the soundtrack CD. Bummer. This next one everybody will recognize. If you're over 50 and you can't at least guess the movie, 20 Lashes with Ann Landers' proverbial wet noodle. That, of course, was Lara's theme from Dr. Zhivago. Whenever I'm asked my favorite movie of all time, it's always Dr. Zhivago. It's got it all. Romance, war, rich and poor, betrayal, all set against the landscape of the Russian Revolution, fabulous both for beauty and for historical drama. If you didn't know the artist, you're forgiven. I don't either. The version that's played is one of at least 15 separate places the theme pops up in the movie. It's called Lara Reads Her Poem on the soundtrack CD. In lieu of performers, who wrote the melody? Answer, Maurice Jarre. When director David Lean couldn't get the rights to the Russian piece he first wanted, he asked Jarre to take his girlfriend into the mountains and write something for her. That's Jarre's girlfriend, not Lean's, I'm pretty sure. When Lean and producer Carlo Ponti spread the theme throughout the movie, Jarre was bummed because he felt it was too much. Actually, I tend to agree with him on that. It's stuck in one's head by the end of the movie, and then years later you hear it in music boxes, ringtones, and elevators. It's like a sonic virus. Still, I love Jarre's music in general. Good job, Maurice. Zhivago, of course, was played by Omar Sharif, and Lara by Julie Christie. You'll thank me that I didn't put Lara's theme last, so you've got a chance of getting it out of your head. Next up, this one will wipe it out for sure. It's a toughie. Here's the song clip.
To the east, Africa was a neighbor, across a short strait of sea miles. The great Egyptian age is but a remnant of the Atlantean culture. The antediluvian kings colonized the world. All the gods who play in the mythological dramas, in all legends from all lands, were from fair Atlantis.
Know the song? Probably won't help you with the flick. Here's how it was mixed in the movie.
And break up my party.
The other so-called gods of our legends, though gods they were, and as the elders of our time choose to remain blind,
been away for 6 years.
Yeah.
Let us rejoice. And
I did my f***ing time, Jimmy. I did my f***ing time. I came home, and I want what I gotta get. I got f***ing mouths to feed.
Pretty good.
Understand?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Take the door off!
Directed by Martin Scorsese, or however you say that. Know it now? 1990s is Goodfellas. The word was used about 300 times in the movie, and Donovan's Atlantis, from his Barabajagal album, counterpunches the violence. The refrain is, way down below the ocean. Poetic irony, don't you think? Hey, it knocked Lara's theme out of your head, until now, that is. So check this one out.
Your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science. Don't know much about the French actor. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Remember that one, Wonderful World by Sam Cooke, accompanied by Harrison Ford and Kelly McGillis, dancing in the barn in 1985's movie Witness. Great movie.
French actor, but I do know I love you.
But am I the only one who thinks Ford sang Love Me True instead of the proper lyric, Love Me Too?
And I know that if you love me true, love me true, love me true.
Maybe he was thinking of Love Me Tender, Love Me True, sung by the King. This next film is back to 1990 again.
Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling. Like their father or their dog just died.
Leonard Cohen, of course. The song, as everybody knows. Oddly, the version by Lenny isn't supplied on the soundtrack CD. It's the one by Concrete Blonde. But the lovely Cohen rendition is used in the movie as Mark Hunter's theme song for his pirate radio station. Hunter is played by Christian Slater, and the movie is Pump Up the Volume. This film did poorly at the box, but got generally good reviews. I recommend it if you haven't seen it. So many soundtracks, so little time. Dirty Dancing, Ray, Forrest Gump, The Graduate, Harold and Maude, the list goes on and on. So here's the last soundtrack, and I'm not saying what it is. It's pretty obscure on purpose. I think many of you listeners will guess the singer, but I give you a popsicle's chance in hell of getting the song title or movie without Googling it. I love that movie, but I'm not sure anybody else has seen it. I'm not going to say what it is or who done it. Email me your guesses at kloijohn@gmail.com. I don't know if I can give out prizes, but if I can, the first winning answeree gets it. Going to do some more soundtrack trivia one of these weeks, maybe some recent ones. These have been kind of oldies. This has been My Two Cents. I'm John Waugh, and I'm out of here. You can hear me Saturday evening at 10:01 p.m., Sundays at 3:45 in the afternoon, and Tuesdays at 9:45 a.m. Intro and outro music was excerpted from Celestial Soda Pop by the inimitable Ray Lynch.
This man is totally insane.